ExitCoachRadio.com presents Out of the Box, a short highlight from a recent interview by one of our many expert show hosts. Hear the full interview at ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners.
Typically in these retirement plans, when you exceed 120 participants, then that first year you exceed 120, you're subject to an audit. You're considered a large plan at that point under the Department of Labor and the IRS standards, and you need to submit an audit. Now, the problem is the next step is once you determine you need an audit is what type of audit, because there are different audits with retirement plans. There's what we call a limited scope audit, which an auditor does not need to do as much work as with a full scope audit. And the difference with those would be if the plan assets are held by a financial institution such as a bank or an insurance company that can certify that the plan assets are what they are, the transactions have been posted properly to the participants' accounts, the allocation of earnings to the participants' accounts is accurate, then we can accept that under the Department of Labor standards.